Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Sorry for the late start. Benny, thank you for holding the fort until we got rolling here.
Yeah, sure thing.
You know, we're doing a lot of ad-libbing as we go. A lot of
ad-libbing? You want to add some lemon? I need some more lemon in my tea, too. Yeah. Take care of that throat there, Pat. Sure.
You add your lemon to your Corona beer.
Right, because I do that. So I'm going to ad lib and add lemon to my ad libin on my beer. That sounds like a good one.
Isn't that like a beer? That's
yeah.
Like
there's
a beer.
A blue moon. I mean, that goes with an orange. I don't know if
that's a blue moon. That goes with an orange. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm just an olive girl.
A good Hefeweizen.
I know. Look, so Benny, yeah. I got a confirmation in the LAC show, and we're going to share it here today.
Yep.
But Jason and Patricia Roan are joining us here today. You've heard us chat before about what they've created, the ecosystem approach. And what that means is, and we're going to talk about it today, that, you know, let's pick up on the fact that everything is energy. If we believe everything is energy, which, you know, almost every scientist on the planet like believes that, there might be some people that don't believe everything is energy. Dr. Oz thinks energy medicine is the next frontier, although he doesn't know that we're already living that with some of the people that are doing incredible work like Jason and Patricia. But more importantly, we're going to talk about the coronavirus today in a way that we talk about energy. The other thing, thanks to Jacqueline, right? Jacqueline Newman, who was just on, she helped me pick the name for the channel that we're launching that will be an open channel on our network that will be everything coronavirus about solution. And it's called Street Smart COVID-19. That will be our new channel name. Jessica's in the process of popping that up here in a hot second. I will be doing the design. But what is it in the spirit of? It's in the spirit of Jason and Patricia, skilled intuitives, created the ecosystem. It's in the spirit of what they are sensing, what they are feeling, what they are doing. But it's also more important than that. It's in the spirit of all of us helping out. Even in the last show, when I said that, you know, because I'm like a tattoo freak, I love tattoos, I'm allergic, cannot get tattoos, my skin doesn't like them. My next lifetime, but I follow the art. I follow skin art around. I follow what people are doing. It's ancient. And so I called our local hospital and I said, hey, I know you all are running out of gloves. Did you know, my tattoo friends are going to not like me for this. I said, did you know you can get tattoo gloves? They're black. They're not blue, but they're black. And you can go online, you can order them. They are as clean and medically ready as most. And I said, you know, this is the time for us to become innovative. That's what Jason and Patricia do. But the question really is, what is the help that we need? What is the help we need? What is the energy of this all about? And that's why they're here today to help us. Welcome to both of you to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's really nice to be here.
So there is an energy to things. I mean, I was just talking with Jacqueline Newman in the last show, who is a fabulous, you know, divorce attorney and genius around what to do if you're on your way to that and how to be smart about things. And we were just talking about this. But, you know, you're here today to talk about the energy of the coronavirus. I'd like to ask each of you, what is that? What does that mean to each of you? Who would like to start? Jason, Patricia?
I'll set it up for Patricia here. Mm-hmm. Because she actually looked at the energy of the coronavirus, and I'd like her to talk about that.
I will.
But what we see in just very simple terms is that science studies the virus. But what we study is, but there's a gap there because they study the virus and how it works in mass groups of people, which is very appropriate. We don't have any problems with that. And then they draw conclusions. They do statistical analysis to determine conclusions about how that virus operates. Mm. But there's a part missing, Dr. Pat. What they don't study is how it affects you and me and Patricia and everybody else out there, because each of us is totally unique and we have an energy that's connected to us. And what we discovered is that this coronavirus has a simple consciousness, which is represented by an energy. And this consciousness represented by the energy is attracted to other like energies. Mm-hmm. And if we hold a like energy, we're more likely to have that virus connect with us than if we didn't. Now, what science will tell you is that it's random, which is a term they use all the time when they don't know, because they don't look at energy. They just look at what they can see, touch, and feel and measure. And this is something that is intangible, but our emotions have a charge to them.
Right.
And this coronavirus is attracted to this charge. So, Patricia?
So with that said.
I asked Patricia to go take a look at the coronavirus. We did this together. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so I'm going to jump in and say there's, I want to punctuate Jason's, what he was just talking about, and say that what we're looking at and what we're working with, I'll talk about the virus in 1 minute, is the relationship that you have with the virus that matters. And so set that aside for 1 minute. When I went and looked at the virus, what I saw was mean, angry, bitter, but it also connected with fear. Oh, and sneaky. I forgot about the sneaky. Thank you, Jason. And sneaky. So a lot of times people, the ones that, a really good example is the ones that don't know they have the virus, and yet they go to go do something and somebody says, let me take your temperature. And they have a temperature. Not everybody gets a temperature. I'm just giving you an example. And they don't even know that they have it. That's that sneaky part of that virus that just kicks your backside, way across the room, and then knocks you down.
When you're asymptomatic.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Jason. And one of the things that we have found is that, and we've worked with several of our clients who have the virus, and one of the things that we do is we take and lift the fearful energy off first. And immediately people have told me, oh my gosh, I can actually breathe all the way to the bottom of my lungs. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. And I'll be honest, I didn't know how effective the clearing was going to be or the ecosystem approach was going to be. I was just doing my best to make people feel comfortable. And I found that they, and not just one, but all of them that I worked with, and especially in the last week, it's been even more, they feel better after, they can breathe better. They have more energy, and they can make better choices about all kinds of things that they're doing in their lives when we remove this negative energy.
And when we say negative energy, we're really talking about emotions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So whether you're freaking out because you're stuck at home and you don't know what to do with yourself, or you're afraid to get the virus, or you already have it and you're trying to heal.
Right.
Those are all emotions. Yeah. And this is kind of a one size fits all talk about it, but it's very personal to each individual, because if I was going to work with you, Dr. Pat, it would be much different than if I worked with Patricia or whoever we work with.
Exactly.
We always take a very personal approach. And that's why the intuitive part of what we do is really important, because we look at people uniquely.
Right.
Because we know everyone is totally unique. And science just kind of drops the ball there because they don't know how to evaluate total uniqueness.
Right.
And that's where this is can be really, really powerful.
So,
yeah. I mean, but that is really the new science of energy and energy medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, by the very nature of it, you know, and I think this is what makes it so confusing for people, you know, by the very nature of it, when we talk about energy, the methods that you would apply towards conventional solutions are different in the world of energy. And, you know, I like to really look at these as parallel, not one versus the other.
Exactly.
I look at things as parallel, right?
Yes.
You break your leg, you have to set it, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also an energy of that. There's also an energy of healing.
Exactly.
But you're right about this. I mean, it's one thing to, you know what this reminds me of? I'll tell you what this reminds me of. And I was speaking to a friend of mine, actually a doctor friend of mine, and I sent her an image. And I said, what do you think this image is? And, you know, she emailed me back. Everything is done digitally now. Email, text, pictures. And I said, what do you think this is? She says, wow, it looks like, you know, COVID-19. I said, you know what it is? It's Ehrlichia or Ehrlichia, which is a co-infection of Lyme disease. Mm. And I said, you know what's fascinating about it? The same energy that existed in the epidemic of Lyme disease, which still continues to this day, you know, the energy of that and the fear which it instilled in those who contracted it, it's the same energy that we're feeling today. Mm-hmm. And why do I say that? Because even to this day, one, the difference now is the medical profession is recognizing the coronavirus and corona, you know, COVID-19, and still not recognizing the Lyme disease and its co-infection. So people are put in a state of hopelessness. And this is my point.
Yes.
Whether, you know, to my friends that are suffering from chronic Lyme or COVID-19, the sense is both of those have the same energy. And the energy from them is the energy of hopelessness and helplessness.
Yes.
And that's something that I think is worth talking about when we talk about energy of COVID-19.
Well, and the only other thing that I'm going to add to exactly what you're talking about is that when I look at people with Lyme disease or cancer or diabetes, I see this fear, but the fear is an individual fear for that person, for their story.
Based on their life story.
Based on their life story. And so the most amazing thing that, you know, fear, you know, people can say fear is fear, but not everybody lets go of fear the same way.
And what we do with our clearing technique, which is associated with our ecosystem approach, is that we do it very specifically.
Yes.
It's not just fear. It's fear that our mom's not going to love us anymore. And that's connected to this attraction to whatever virus we have.
Right.
And, you know, Dr. Pat, what we really want to do today is we want to give something back to your audience today.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if you'll join us and have the audience join us, we want to do some clearing. So not to talk about this too much, but just start showing them that everybody can do this. This is, you know, we do this every time for every show at on our fourth segment. We always do clearing with people, and it always helps. And today it would be great to really focus in on COVID-19, but I guarantee it'll help all sorts of other things.
I think for people though that don't know what clearing is, and this is really why I'm calling our COVID-19 channel Street Smart COVID. That's literally the name of the new channel is
Love
Street
it.
Smart COVID-19. And the reason that I'm doing that is because I want to bring people together from all avenues of healing. And one of the things that my mainstream people say to me now is, we don't understand half of the things you people are saying. I like it when they say you people. I like that. And that's why this morning in Colette's show, she's like, okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. So when we talk about clearing and when we talk about energy, let's describe to people what it means when we say clearing.
Okay.
Well, instead of describing it, let me show you. If you just want
it really helps.
We do this in every show, and I'll just do it with you. So we say that you don't have to be in a specific posture. You can be standing, you can be sitting, you can be standing on your head, you can be laying down. And we use some simple words, and we ask you to, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up whatever we say to eliminate. So that's our verb. So we have a three phrase statement that we make, which is I direct all my resources in all dimensions, and then to eliminate, and that's the verb, that's the action. And so when we say to eliminate, all you have to do is gather up whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's an emotion, veils and illusions, a barrier, whatever it is, gather it up in your mind's eye, and then take a gentle breath and blow it into a trash can. If you don't have a trash can by you, you know, if you're driving, for example, use your imagination, your mind's eye, and blow it into that. And it's that simple.
Right.
So you wanna try it with us, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, I think you should go ahead and do it.
Okay, here we go. So if you're in the audience right now, no one's looking. You know, you don't have to worry about
what other people think.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this. Just note how you're feeling right now, whether you have the virus or not, or even think you have the virus. Note how you're feeling. And the first energy we're going to remove right now is fear.
Fear. So yes. Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate fear. Fear of contracting the COVID, thank you, 19 virus, the fear of being laid up, the fear, even the fear of death.
Yes.
And then so gather that all up.
Take a breath.
Blow it into that trash can.
Let's do that one more time. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the fear and the, oh my gosh, or oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I release and let go all that confusion about what to do as well, because the fear is standing in the way. So from the tips of your toes, take a breath. Blow it out, all that fear and all the confusion. Take another breath, everybody. And blow it out.
And while we're talking about fear, let's keep going. And to eliminate the fear that I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage or my rent,
yes,
or buy groceries. Gather that all up. Blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate all my fear that it doesn't matter because I don't matter. I release and let go. And here's the big one. The hopelessness and the helplessness. It's not serving me, it's not serving my life, and it's not serving my physical well-being. Take a breath and blow it out.
Again, this is for the coronavirus, and to eliminate any anger I feel, any resentment I feel, bitterness, even grumpiness that attracts this virus to me. Mm-hmm. Gather that all up.
Take a breath and blow it out. And to eliminate feeling unworthy and hopeless again, because I don't know exactly what Jason and Patricia are talking about, but I'm trying. I release and let go all of this negative energy. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any neediness I have to be perfect about this clearing process. When this is really easy.
And forgiving.
You can completely blow it and still have a benefit.
Exactly. Because the thing that we've seen is energetically, our intentions matter.
So gather up the need to be perfect and the anxiety that's connected to it and blow that into that trash can.
You know, I'm going to stop and say one of the things in more than half of the people that I've worked with in the past week, they have this anxiety that others have not reported. In fact, I had never heard it reported until I started talking, you know, face to face, so to speak. By the way, not in the same room with the people that I'm talking about. And what I found was this anxiety, it's their fear showing up physically. So I release and let go the fear and the anxiety and the powerlessness to make the anxiety and the need to just panic I release and let go of it right now. Now, and until all of this is over with, take a breath.
And to eliminate my anxiety about all sorts of things, because there's anxiety energy all over the world right now.
Right.
Gather that all up,
mm-hmm.
blow it into the trash can.
And here's another one that's really, really, really big. And to eliminate the fear of being a victim to all of this, a fear that even if I do survive it, that I'm going to be damaged forever.
I'm going to be broke. I'm going to be destitute.
Exactly. I release and let go this victim energy. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And we tell people, ask us this all the time. If you clear the victim energy, that allows the opportunity for you to be creative and problem solve on your own behalf in
exactly.
the best possible way.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that Jason says, well, even if you have the virus and you're laying in a hospital bed on a respirator, you know, you can clear. And I said to him, wait a minute, people are not feeling like clearing is going to be, you know, that they can do this, especially if they're brand new to it. Well, you know what? Have your friends help you. Have your family help you. Take a look at our website. By the way, our website is, Jason?
TheEcosystemApproach.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's ways and means on that website for you to be able to do the clearing. And we have had great success with this.
And well, so
then that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break.
Okay.
You know, what is the success that people are seeing? You know, mm-hmm. what is it about energy that we learn? And a lot of times we learn this the hard way. I mean, you know, we learn it in a workplace when, you know, we have an attitude about our jobs. And usually it's either a good attitude, a bad attitude, or it's a neutral attitude. What is it about that that fuels something or triggers something to have those negative energies or positive energies come back? What about our life's calling? What about the way we raise kids? What about the way we are just being today? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how moving this energy, how this is now in place for us to move the energy worldwide. And even if you are not part of this and have heard it before, there are things we now know about energy, energy medicine, and energy healing that are not just contemporary in the time we live in. But these techniques, these approaches have been in existence for centuries. But why are they needed now? Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Jason and Patricia. TheEcosystemApproach.org is the website. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? The Ecosystem Approach Show is doing 4 shows on the coronavirus with energy techniques that we do with you during the show to help activate your immune system. As intuitives, we see the energies that enabled this virus and how it spread. Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on Transformation Talk Radio.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? We're tired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And yes, thank you so much for the text that you sent my way, Elise. Thank you so much for that. Yes, it does remind you of Lyme disease. One of our listeners is saying, you know, thank you for that reminder, because there is an energy about this. And it is, even though we're not talking about the same thing from a medical perspective, because that's not the comparison I'm making, because I'm not a doctor making it. Although I will tell you, a few of my doctor friends have made it. I'm talking about the energy that resides when we talk about 19. And for those people that have really battled to get change around Lyme disease, they are referring to an energy that exists when people step into a space where, just like Patricia and Jason said, you know, the ideas of anger and fear and hopelessness, you know, all seep in. And they seep in situations where people don't feel heard, where their stories are not being told. And one of the things that we're doing is we are going to be launching a channel called Street Smart COVID-19. And it's not going to be the kind of channel that you'll get on CNN. And, you know, it's not about doctors. It's about creating a space and a community, and a community page that we're also going to put up that is about forming groups of people that can share their stories. So this is like who we are. This is who we are, and this is what we've been doing now for 16 years. We did it with the Lyme epidemic. We started Lyme Talk Radio. We started Lyme Global, and it isn't about us being doctors or medical professions. It's about acknowledging the dignity of the human spirit. That's what they're talking about, Patricia and Jason, on the show today. It's about honoring the dignity of the human spirit. For both of you, thank you so much for this. I've got a couple of things I want to ask you coming in from our folks. They want to know what examples, what have you seen in the results of clearing people? How do people know they've changed? That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do this. We talk about this on our show, being doing clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. And I think all three of those are very important, because if you could see how much negative energy is around, you would know how important it is. It's the same thing with exercise. People think, well, oh, I did a great workout, so I'm done for the rest of the year. It doesn't work that way. Yeah. And the same thing with clearing, because there's so much negative energy. Let's give some. We have so many examples. We could talk all day about examples. But let's go for the Lyme disease, since you're there. We had a client who had Lyme disease, and she is free of it now. Now, every once in a while, though, she'll get a little tinge here and there, and we clear that. But we didn't clear specifically for the Lyme disease. We looked at the metaphor about that was contained in her life story, mm-hmm. and we cleared that. And when we cleared that, it not only affected the Lyme disease, but it helped her with all other areas of her life, and even things that she didn't even expect.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did our last show, Dr. Pat, was the difference between superstition and energy work.
Right.
And simply put, superstition is when you try and program energy work so you want a specific result in a specific time period. Right. And that never happens in our in our view. Sometimes we get some great results that people have wanted, but sometimes they get a result that they didn't expect that's over on the side.
Yeah.
And it's completely invisible to them. And they say, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to go back to the client with Lyme disease. More the thing that she told me the most was the medical community. This is before it was really, you know, known, I should say
understood.
It that way.
Yeah.
Understood. That was the word I was looking for. That she was crazy, that she was having, you know, mental problems. And the truth was she wasn't. And we saw that she wasn't. We saw that she was stuck in fear and she was stuck in anger and she was stuck in this, you know, oh my gosh, how can I deal with the day? Well, if you're think about it, the bottom line is that people with COVID-19 are basically saying almost the exact same thing, but they're two different types of negative energies.
The medical profession focuses on the specific diagnosis,
right?
But we never do that, and it's far from our perspective. We focus in on the person and their particular story,
right,
and how that story interacts or creates a relationship
with those negative energies. I'm sorry, I jumped in.
With the negative energies and the condition.
Yes.
So whether it's Lyme disease or you contract the COVID. Coronavirus, virus, you know, it's both of them are the same, same relationship and the same energies.
Exactly. So another story is that one of my very close friends, her sister is actually a scientist. And she, to make a long story short, she had gone to San Diego, I believe it was San Diego, for a conference. And when she came back, she sat next to a person on the plane that was coughing and hacking and sneezing. And within a week, she was doing the same. And of course, then her husband was doing the same. And she was just really, really, really struggling. And so her sister asked me to work with her. I did. And within 10 minutes after doing the clearing, after removing the negative energies, and then I removed the blanket negative energies, but then I saw specifics about her. And one of the specifics was that she felt guilty that she had given this not only to her husband, but possibly to others. And when I cleared that, she said it was as if that pressure on her chest was relieved. So the virus, think of it as having like its own personality. That virus really affected her that way, when other people that I've talked to did not have the same claim, I should say, or statement about it.
We had a client who was self-isolating, mm-hmm. This virus really kicked his butt, and he was, you know, he talked about like an elephant sitting on his chest. Mm-hmm. It was pretty serious, but we started, you know, I've been sending him some clearings, and because we've been working together for such a long time, I knew his life story, and the specific hopelessness, angers, resentments that had to do with him personally,
right,
that was connected to this virus.
Right.
And it was very, very helpful. And he's been doing the clearings. He's been listening to our show and doing the clearings at the end, because we have a 4-part series on the coronavirus, and mm-hmm. Every show that we do clearings at the end, and it's been really helping him.
Right.
Right. And, you know, part of this too is, and let's really talk about this for folks, right? When we think about what folks may be going through or what the energy of this is, and, you know, we've been doing a number of shows on this, you know, the emotional intelligence side of this, mm-hmm. for sure. When we are really scared of something, it is very difficult for folks to pinpoint exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
You just know you're just not up to par,
mm-hmm.
right? You just know that there's something going on that just is eating away at you in a way that you basically can't pinpoint. And what energy does, or energy work does, it doesn't require you to necessarily get that exact about what's going on or what you're doing. And I think this is a really valid point because, you know, if you go back to ancient times and you go back to the times when we didn't have X-ray machines or we didn't have, you know, CAT scans or, you know, we didn't have blood work tests. You know, there was this sense of energy and energy healing that allowed our species to continue and move forward. And of course, there are lots of other things. What is, from your perspective, what is your message for folks around energy and their energy in particular?
We see it as a process of uncovering. Mm-hmm. And energy work is a form of uncovering, and it's uncovering your essence. Some people call it soul. We don't like to use that word, but with your essence that has great potential for you in all areas of your life. It's where your potential resides. It's where your knowing resides. It's your ultimate guru, because it knows what's in your best interest. When you need advice, that's the best place to go. And the more you clear away,
the more you remove the negative energy,
the more insight you have, because you have access to that part of yourself. And that's what's so exciting.
Yeah.
And it, you know, for us, it doesn't matter whether you have ADD or ADHD, you know, like a scientist would, or even if you have the coronavirus or you have Lyme's disease, you just look at the metaphor and the relationship between what that condition represents and how that affects your personal story. And we start clearing it, and it's amazing.
I'm sorry, Dr. Pat, but I admit we start with basics such as fear and anger and all of those things. And when we start removing that, here's what happens. It's like miraculous. When that starts happening, what happens is then we can see the details of what's standing in that person's way.
And it's not just us to see it for them.
Right.
They get to see it for themselves.
Exactly.
And
it's pretty cool.
What's neat about this is that it's cumulative. Mm-hmm. So if you clear with us every single week, you're going to get more and more and more information.
Right.
And a lot of people say, well, they expect, like the traditional medical, well, I took a pill and then I expect a result. It doesn't work that way. But
because everybody is unique.
Yes. However, you always get a result, and it's always worthwhile. Here's our, you know, Patricia and I have this joke between each other, because we've been doing this for 20 years at the, you know, cumulative, like 40 years of experience.
Yeah.
And we would say, we'd start clearing someone for the first time, and we'd say at the end, well, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel any different? And they said, no, I don't feel anything. And then they say, like, you know, like a sentence two later, but I feel lighter.
Right, exactly. Well, right.
Well, what's
right,
that?
Exactly. You know?
But you know, they're so not used to feeling
this way.
And so it takes people a little while.
They expect a freight train when it's more like a little Tinkerbell in their ear.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Well, let's do this. Let's take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about what you guys have discovered with what some of the barriers are. Things that get in the way, of cooperation, that get way of goodwill. You know, what have you discovered about these things and the message that you have for people out there right now that are sick and healing or that want to be well? What can we say to help folks? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about energy. We're talking about energy and how to do some clearing. What is energy? What do we do? How do we use it? And what is, as we were talking about, what is the energy of the coronavirus? But more importantly, what, if anything, and we've learned hey, there are things we can do, what can you do? You know, there is a power and a sense of things, right? We use the term power. There's the power of the virus. There's the power to be infected. There's the power of fear. But when we talk about those powers, there are equally other powers. There's the power to clear your energy. There's the power of compassion. You know, there's the power of altruism. There's the power to be present. There's the power of self-care. So there are a lot of different words that we can put to power. But one of the things for sure, there's the power of energy, and that power is what creates our sense of being, you know, the whether we can dignify a response to an illness or not. Today, that's the work that Patricia and Jason Rohn do. That's what they do on their shows. That's what they're doing today. They're not just clearing a specific energy, but the ecosystem approach to things is what helps us learn about clearing in general. Thank you both for joining us here today. You know, in the time that we have left, there are powers that exist. And, you know, we are powerful beings. You know, my own pet peeve is with the word empowerment, because I think it delays us stepping into the power of who we are as human beings and the dignity of the soul that brings. But today, I want to ask you about what you've been doing to really create a sense of energy clearing for the world.
You know, we've been doing this on our show, and it's fun. It's amazing. And this is how we do it, basically. So we say the initial words, and then imagine in your mind's eye, instead of gathering up those emotions in your body, just imagine your hand going all the way around the globe. And at the end, putting it into a big dumpster. So let's do a couple clearings for the world.
I love that. And the other thing is don't forget that anybody and everybody can do this. And this is, I find that this is one of the most powerful things we can do.
And if you're listening live, that's great. But if you're listening 2 weeks from now,
that's great too,
because it's your intention.
Right.
In energy world, it's not the same. We work with people that are across the world and they still feel the difference.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Time and place are not the same in the energy world. So here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the fear and hopelessness and sadness, especially connected to the coronavirus around the world right now. Take a big hand all the way around that globe.
And take a big breath and pick up all that fear and sadness and hopelessness and put it in that dumpster. We'll get rid of the dumpster. Don't worry about it.
That's not
for you. Let's do another one. And to eliminate all of the fear, terror, and panic that for those of us that don't have the coronavirus and for those that do have the coronavirus and those that are recovering from the coronavirus, I release and let go all of the negative energies that are keeping us all stuck believing we can't do anything else, when the truth is we can. We can not only survive this, but we can do better on the backside. Take a breath all the way around the world and drop that negative energy into the big dumpster.
Here's a biggie. And to eliminate the power that the coronavirus has over us individually and collectively. So gather a big hand. We can do this with energy and go around the globe and take that power away from the coronavirus.
I release and let go that false belief that the coronavirus has more power than I do. Pick it up right now. Let it go all the way around the globe and drop it in that garbage can. Take a breath. That dumpster. You know, Dr. Pat, I did a hand washing video.
Yes,
I had someone create. I had someone create some music for me, which was great. And I just played around with it a little bit, but I had fun doing it. But the other thing is that in all of this, I'll be honest, I really didn't know the importance of washing my hands with such, I'm going to use the word distinction. I had no idea.
What's fun about this is I love to watch my wife wash her hands because she's doing a dance there in front of the sink. And that's the only way to wash your hands anymore, Dr.
Well, it takes forever. So why not get some exercise at the same time?
She's dancing around. Yes. It's so much fun. And if you want to see that, that video, if you want to start benefiting from the clearing, this is all free. It's on our website. All you have to do is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. It's not .com. It's .org, O-R-G, and sign into our free subscription area. It's totally free. We just ask you a few questions, and then you have access to all this content. And then you'll get our newsletter once a week, and on every show, if you're concerned about this energy and you want to just get started, we make it so simple for
right.
you. We do it in every show. We do clearings on every show. We do a newsletter where we have clearings that we have all written out for you so you can do them yourself and put them on your smartphone. And all you have to do is sign up. It's so simple. It's so easy. Again, it's theecosystemapproach.org.
God, good one. Good one.
Thank you.
And don't forget to wash your hands.
Yeah, don't forget. Thank you both for the show today. Really amazing. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning us in and turning us on. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons, Zach. And what I want to say to all of you is exactly in the spirit of what Patricia and Jason said, is that we get to create the energy of our day. We get to do that. We are not shackled by anyone. Yes. To really vibe up. So let's get it out there. Positivity rules. And you know you can make your energy mojo happen now. We'll see you next time.
Let's have some fun, do some clearing, get rid of some fear, and wash our hands all at the same time. Here we go. Can you hear the beat? Can you keep the beat? Turn that water on. Let's have fun with the beat. Rock and roll, everybody. Here we go. All right. Put that water on our hands, and then here comes the soap. Right now, let's take that soap and get rid of all of the fear. and all of the victim energy that I'm stuck in. Let's wash it away. We don't need it. We don't need the coronavirus. We don't need any negative energy. So right now, wash it down the drain. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Here we go. Here we go. All parts of our hands. And to eliminate anything and everything that's keeping me stuck in fear, holding on to that negative energy of the virus. Let it swim down the drain. Let it swim down the drain. And let's flick it down the drain. Flick that anger and that fear and that hopelessness, unworthiness, and all of the victim energy. There we go. There we go. Throw it down the drain. We don't need it. And now, let it swim. Let it swim down the drain. Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh. Pick it up, scoop it up. All that fear, anxiety, frustration, and victim energy. And don't forget the anger, because the anger is what the coronavirus attaches to. On our fingers, on our hands, everywhere. Now, one more time, let's flick all that negative energy into the drain. There we go. There we go. Nice and easy. It doesn't serve me. Push it in there. You don't need it. Not now. Not in the future. Get rid of it. Nice and easy. Take a nice breath. And dry your hands off. There you go. Nice.